hello, hello. You are listening to Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I'm your host, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo-wee! Oh, yeah, I'm so excited because it's Tuesday. Oh, my God, I can't even contain the show that's going to be about, that is going to happen today. Sometimes I get so excited I can't even talk. Please just let me channel clearly, spirit. So as you know, this is the paranormal show. Yes, I am a psychic medium, and I express the psychic medium spirit world through music. Woo-wee! This is just craziness, but in a good way. So this has just been a series, basically it's like an opera of a series of a show that's been happening ever since I had a dream about Pink Floyd, and they're like, play Pink Floyd, and it just went on and on and on. Beach Boys, spirits, oh yeah, and all the Beach Boy brothers, they will harmonize with me. Two of the Beach Boy spirits, yeah, they wrote this song with me. Oh my God, I can't even contain. Yes, so I talk to dead entertainers, and they come in my dreams. And this week, guess what we have? Glenn Campbell. And I'm going to go through all of this, but first I promised everybody, because it's 6:05 and I'm always running behind, but this is the guided meditation, so I don't want to get too far off track. But basically, we have some spirit communication. I was here doing vinyl logging, and after I did the Sunday service here on Sunday. And so what happened was, as I'm doing the vinyl logging, the unfinished box, opened up by itself. And guess what it lands on? Country and bluegrass, the genre I was playing. But then guess what was next in line to categorize? Glenn Campbell. Guess who Glenn Campbell is? He's one of the Beach Boys. He actually joined later on. A lot of people don't know that. He was like an added-on Beach Boy. The show prior to that, I played a Beach Boy song as I was singing, and I remixed it, and I played that live. I literally got home the next day, and in the mailbox, there was one of the Rolling Stones magazines I ordered from 1985 was in the mail, and it was an article on the Beach Boys. And I was like, what are the odds? It's not the odds. That was Spirit. That was the Wilson brothers, Dennis and Carl Wilson, and I played all of Dennis and Carl Wilson. Now this happened. And also Spirit, as I was playing Glenn Miller, I had a dream about a bunch of jazz vinyl the night before on Sunday. So I'll dream about, they'll give me genres to play, they'll give me just all the different kinds of music, and it'll be random, and I'll just get random artists, they'll just come in my dreams, and we'll see what they have to say, and we're going to be able to get a message from Glenn Campbell at the end of the show. But first, let's get into the guidey. As I like to call it. Yeah, I know. There's so, like, you know, the psychic world, people know basic understanding of, like, you know, psychic, tarot. But then once you talk about mediumship, it's just a whole nother ball game. And so I like to basically express whatever needs to be expressed at the time. There's so much to it. And, you know, I love, and again, you know, soon going to have more live music and giving people live medium readings as they're playing music. So it's going to be really good. So make sure that if you have any questions, to contact me. You know, like I said, my page was taken down, Mariah Merlinite. So go to Archangel Mariah. Yeah, that's a whole story. It's just, yeah, about what I'm going to get into. Not now. We're going to do some guidey. We're going to do a guided meditation. That's our focus right now. But basically, find me on Archangel Mariah. I'm laughing really hard because these people, they just don't want positivity. And I'm going to send it. I'm going to send it love. I'm going to put love in your face, whether you like it or not. So hear this. All right, let's get nice and cozy. Wow, 5 minutes after I told people it was going to be the guided meditation. So this is how we're going to start. I want you to get nice and relaxed. Yes, this is the time that you're coming in to really connect with your higher self. We're going to unwind. If you've been at school all day, if you've been at work all day, if you've been whatever you've been doing, now is the time to just chillax. Now is the time to really connect with yourself and your higher being. And this is really, I'm going to give you some Reiki too while you're listening. And I'm just going to, this is just a nice calm and relax. This isn't anything major. So if you're in traffic and you want to wind down and just take the stress off, this is for that right now. So let's get connected. Now let's imagine roots. And again, you don't have to be in a meditative mode while you do this. You can be working, you can be walking, you can just be sitting, you can just be, just listen to this and receive the healing. Now in this moment, wherever you are, just imagine beautiful, beautiful energy of love that is surrounding you. Yeah. Whatever you've been carrying throughout your day, throughout the week, throughout the month, whatever it is, please allow yourself to let it go and hand it over to the stars and let it recycle all of that energy that you feel may be in a lower place, maybe blocking you, maybe hindering you from your excellence and your greatness, and just kind of in that space of anxiety or worry. We're gonna just take it and we're just gonna take it. You take that, imagine all of that energy and just put it to the stars and put it out there. That's right. Your worries are taken care of. Everything is fine. Everything is good. Because when we meditate, we come back to the sacred place that is us. We come back to the sacred place that is eternal and infinite. And it never is created and it never dies. You are eternal, beautiful being. Feel how good that feels to be eternal. You can feel yourself in the beautiful magic. Imagine yourself outside. And as you can feel the beautiful lush green coming to earth, you can feel the trees blossoming and blooming. You can see the days getting longer. The beautiful sunshine is out. You can feel yourself just becoming more free, getting nurtured by the beautiful sunshine, the beautiful vitamin D, the warm weather just kind of loving you and being your comfort anchor like a blanket. So this beautiful weather of spring is all about renewal. It's all about death and rebirth. So in this time of transition, we are allowing ourselves to be free and carefree of anything that doesn't serve us. And we're going to meet places and forces right now with our higher, beautiful, beautiful self. Today is the day that infinite, beautiful spirit said. This is the sign of the beautiful angelic realm for you to connect to your truer self. As you can see this beautiful energy that's floating around you, you can imagine this beautiful, sparkly fairy dust surrounding you. And this beautiful butterfly is guiding you, almost as if you're so light, they're carrying you. A million thousand infinite butterflies carrying you and lifting you up off the ground right now. As you can feel them lifting you up off the ground, it is almost as if you are flying. All these beautiful, beautiful butterflies are a representation. Now remember, there are millions and thousands of these butterflies. Infinite. There are infinite butterflies carrying you. And guess what they represent? They represent you. Look at how beautiful each butterfly, how beautiful and unique that is you. You can feel the sensation of what it means to get uplifted right now. All of those butterflies carrying you, they lift you up higher and higher and higher into the sky, into the atmosphere. And as if you are floating and flying like a bird, you can see all the landscapes. You can see all the lakes, the rivers, all the mountains. You can see all of Earth's beautiful glory. And as you are flying these butterflies that carry you. You notice all the qualities, all of the good things about you in every single butterfly. You see how good you are. You see that there was nothing ever wrong with you. You know in your heart that every single butterfly is the reflection and a reminder of something that never has changed. No matter how long you have spent in this 3D experience in the material world, no matter what has happened, no matter what you've done, no matter how you've been perceived through your conditioning, you can see the truth in these butterflies. They remind you of your beautiful infinite spirit. They remind you of your energy, your abundant energy. They remind you of your abundance and your wealth. They remind you of your infinite health, well-being. They remind you of all your gifts and talents. They remind you of the endless truth that comes out of you, that is communicated through you. They remind you of your power, your strength, your confidence, everything good about you. But it is all unique. See, right now we are in an invitation right now to open up to our unique self, our unprecedented self, a self that was never made. Today is a new day because guess what? You're a meeting forces and you're opening up a consciousness right now and you're saying hello to your brand new self. You're saying hello to a part of you that you've never met before because that's what life is. It's all about creation. It's all about infinite creation and it always flows. And guess what? You are the channel for this. You are the channel for this excellence. You are the channel for this miracle to grow. You are the miracle. You are the center of the universe. The world revolves around, oh yes, it revolves around you. Oh, feel how special and unique you are in that light because you have a special mission. You have the word to carry. You have something valuable and important to say. You have something to give and that's why you're here. Imagine how many energies, how many atoms, how many molecules, how much the design in the world and the universe had to come together for you to be born right here, right now, and to experience this. Ooh, yes. Can you feel how loved you are? Oh, Infinite Spirit, I wish you love. I wish you peace and I wish you blessings. You are the magnificent love. And as you're feeling this and you're breathing in, you're coming back to Earth. You're feeling uplifted. You're remembering all that is here. You are well-being when you get to come back to you. You, the infinite answer, the puzzle solving the mystery is you. And I send you all of this love. I am love, you are love, we are love, I am love. I am love, you are love, we are love, I am love. I love you. Carry that love in your heart. Know how loved you are. And when you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Woo-wee! We are here. We are here, we're alive. Life is so good. This is magic. You are magic. And let's open up to the infinite and the unseen. Let's open up to our power right now. What are you going to do with your power today because it's in you? What is the word that is going to be spoken of magic? Oh my goodness. Woo! Not enough time in the day for this stuff. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful to be here. Every time I come here, every single time, I'm just like, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I'm here in the studio on the radio. It just never gets old. I'm so grateful. I am beyond grateful for this experience. Oh, thank you. And I love you and I bless you. So let's get on with it. So we're going to play some Glen Campbell. We'll be back and I'll talk more about Glen Campbell's spirit. what's going on with the synchronicities. You know, more of what spirit wants to reveal. Baby. Hello, baby. big boppers here. I love it. So let's do it. Glen Campbell, you remember this song. Like a rhinestone cowboy. Whoa, whoa. You know it.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a
Hello. So we got I got a caller and a request, and I'm so happy to make a request. That's right. If you call in and you want a request, even if it's not on the playlist or the agenda for the day, I will totally play it. This is all for you. So whatever to make you happy. So I didn't even ask his name. I was so caught up in the moment. But to this beautiful soul, Tommy Rowe Dizzy, this is for you, and I hope you enjoy this.
You just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Just beyond the eye, it goes running through the soul like the stories told of old. Old man, he and his dog that walked the old land. Every flower touched his cold.
Hello, hello. It's Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Oh my goodness. First of all, that song was dope. I was getting down on that. And before that, we had a request. I love when people call into requests because, you know, sometimes I have to tell them I'm going to try. I can't promise because sometimes I just can't find the song, or it's just not showing up, or I don't know, for some reason. But this was very easy to find, and Tommy Roe Dizzy, and I'm sure a lot of you have heard that. You know, it's a classic. I just wasn't familiar with the name, but once I heard it, I was like, oh, I know this song. So whoever requested it, I hope I made you happy. Yeah! Woo! This is what it's all about. It's all about. So, yeah, and we had Glenn Campbell with Southern Nights, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, Navy Fight Song, Tommy Roe with Dizzy, Glenn Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy. Glenn Campbell and Roy Clark, you should look up their video. Type them in. They're playing guitar together. But Glenn Campbell is behind Roy Clark. So he's behind Roy Clark, and they're using one guitar. It is so amazing. I just couldn't stop watching it. Because it looks like, you know, he's giving him a bear hug from the back. And it's so cute. But it's sick. They're both playing the one guitar, and it's so sick. And it's, like, amazing. And it's like, oh, this is love. It's love. It's so cute. Look it up. And it's so good. Roy Clark. Oh my God. I can't wait to just have a Roy Clark-a-thon here. Anyway. So I hope you're enjoying this and getting uplifted, getting the energy, getting it in, feeling the goody goodness. And I'm just loving these classics, things, you know, just getting really intense, getting connected with Glenn Campbell spirit. Thank you for coming in. And I have a lot of Glenn Miller, you know? Oh my God! I'm such an idiot. I'm like, I don't know why I keep playing Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller keeps coming up for jazz. Glenn Campbell, Glenn Miller. So I've been playing a lot of, I guess Spirit wants me to keep with this theme with Glenn. The only one that's here that's not, was Tommy Rowe. That's not a Glenn. So Glenn Miller, Glenn Campbell. This is crazy. So they want to stick with the Glenn kind of theme. This is, like I'm telling you, this just keeps going and going. So, like I said before, you know, we've just so many supernatural phenomenon that was happening where I spun Pink Floyd, you know, about 3 weeks. This all happened. I mean, but this has been happening, but this has been like the next level of Paranormal Playground Sounds series of everything's connected to each other. So basically it's just been a series of musicians and music synchronicities of artist and music that's been connected. So when I played the Pink Floyd, when Spirit was like, you need to spin Pink Floyd, I got the intuitive nudge, spin Pink Floyd, but mix that stuff. And I mixed it. So I mixed the Pink Floyd. Guess what I mixed it with? General Public. Guess whose birthday was right? Who just passed? Just came after that. It was like March 20th. And that was Ranking Roger. Ranking Roger passed away not too recently, and that was his passing date was like around, it was like the end of March, and I mixed it with General Public and it was dope. So I played all of Ranking Roger, and that was the day I played the Beach Boy beat, and then the lights went out, I remember. It was like, woo! And then it's just, now we're here, Glenn Campbell and jazz in my dreams. And so yeah, this is what the Paranormal Playground Sounds is about. It's all about this. So, you know, again, if you have any questions, call the show. Be like, hey, what's up? If you want to talk about the paranormal, spiritual world, the supernatural, because, you know, I kid you not, 80% of Americans believe or have had a paranormal experience, and we are the number one country of adults believing in angels. So we're pretty dope. America's pretty dope. Merca is pretty dope. Yes. And just sending love to everyone and everyone in this land and everybody. Just sending the love. I love you guys. Mwah! Yes! And Spirit loves you too. So this is all about trusting in Spirit. This is all how my show is operated. We trust in Spirit. We trust all is well. We trust everything as well. We trust... Oh, somebody's calling. Unfortunately, I can't answer it while I'm talking. During a song, if you call, it's better. So I guess I should have added that. It's better to call during a song. While I'm talking, I actually cannot answer the phone. And so I'm glad that I got to clarify that, because I have another caller. Wow! What is going on with today? I've got callers galore! Woo! Mad people are listening! Yes! Yes! Woo! Yes, this is what I love. This is amazing. Yes, connect. But call me when I'm not talking, because I can't answer the phone. I love you. I really do want to answer the phone, but I gotta keep the momentum. So, anyways, yeah, it's all about. And I'm glad somebody called right when I said if you have any questions, but I didn't mention. But call when I'm not talking. That's my fault. That's my goof. I'm so sorry. It's just, it's been a while since I've doing the caller thing. I've just basically been doing more of the music and just kind of like the one-on-one. And so I've had like, you know, I've only had like a couple of guests this year, and hopefully getting more and doing live music. Yeah. My goal is to get more live music in here. So anyways, let's continue all of this. This is just really amazing. I'm having such a blast here. We're here till 7 p.m., you know. Let's see. If I could say one thing, one quick fact about the spiritual world and mediumship, what can I bring in right now? Infinite Spirit, give me something you want to educate someone on about mediumship. Anybody can do it. There you go. Anybody. It's just that some people are just born completely open, and some people you can open up more to it. That's why some people are just kind of like, it seems like other people can do it and you can't, but it really has to do with whether you want to open up to it or not. And so that's a common thing. A lot of people think like, oh, only you can do it. Only I can do it. And like, you can do it and I can't. And it's like, no, there's just people who are just born. This was just my path. So some, you may have the gift, but it may not be your calling to, like, you know, to do it professionally. You know, like some people, for instance, like, I love working out. I love exercising, but I went to personal training school and I realized I don't want to be a personal trainer, you know? So it's like that. It doesn't mean it's gonna, if you have it, it has to be your profession. It's just a level of openness in what your calling is. So anybody can open up to the psychic world. Anybody can open up to the spirit world. Anybody can talk to spirit if they want and see spirit. So no, it's not, this is not just limited to chosen few. But I'm just here to share the good news of the spirit, and it's my path. So keep listening. Let's keep going with some muzak. I hate calling it muzak. It's so disrespectful. It don't mean a thing. You know what? You know what? We're going to do... I'm doing it. I'm doing Gene Kelly. I don't care. It's jazzy. I love me some Gene Kelly. And you going to get it. You getting it. All right. Stay tuned. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host and your favorite psychic medium, Ryan Merle, Knife Boss Medium. Hang tight.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in.
Last time I saw her face, her eyes were bathed in starlight,
and her hair hung long. The last time she spoke to me, her lips were like the scented flowers inside a rain-drenched forest. But that was so long ago that I can scarcely feel the way I felt before. And if time could heal the wounds, I would tear the threads away, that I might bleed some more. The last time I walked with her, her laughter was the steeple bells that rang to greet the morning sun, a voice that called to everyone to love the ground we walked upon. The last time I held her hand, her touch was autumn, spring and summer, winter too. The last time I let go of her, she walked away into the night. I lost her in the misty streets. 1,000 months, 1,000 years, when other lips will kiss her eyes, 1,000,000 miles beyond the moon. That's where she is. The last time I saw her face, her eyes were bathed in sadness, and she walked alone. The last time cheek, her lips were like the wilted leaves upon the autumn-covered hill, resting on the frozen ground. The seeds of love lie cold and still beneath the battered marking stone. It lies forgotten.
This next song, there is a request. Necto from San Francisco has a request. I'm getting listeners all the way from San Francisco. How amazing. What a beautiful soul. He requested Youngblood's Get Together, one of my favorite songs. And I'm so happy he requested this. Oh my God, sending you so much love to San Francisco, Necto. Here, this one is for you.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why.
Hello there. Well, that ended. Spirit's like, all right, we need you to talk before you get off the air. That happens. So thank you for Necto who requested this, Young Bloods. I guess we do not have time for message, but it was what was meant to be was that we were meant to have people listening in, feeling happy and requesting their favorite songs. And I loved it. I love the spontaneity. No, it was not on the playlist. No, it was not Glen Campbell or jazz. But I know within my heart that was Glen Campbell's spirit being like, this energy that you're generating is going to bring in callers. And that's what the whole point for me to be here and the spirit. And so that song in itself, Young Bloods, Get Together, that was a message in itself. I adore that song. And the message for the week, when I was sitting here and I was just like, that message is in the song. Love, get together. This is a time of unity. It is a time of just really, really extending your energy to people in the most helpful, beautiful, loving way, in the most loving manner. because it's going to bring more into your life. It's going to bring more goodness. And it's a circulation of beauty that happens with everybody. And as spirit is co-creating with me and you, and as I talk to spirit, they talk back. We're all in this together. We're all in this beautiful co-creative life together. The theme of the message this week is unity. It is about unity. It's about, because it's going to be a beautiful week. Weather's getting better. It is a time to really think outside, being of service, being of help, extending that love. Yes, it's all about love and being of service this week. And I loved everything about this. And my service was bringing this here and the callers who got to hear their favorite songs. Oh my God, I'm actually going to start crying. It's me. Okay, no. This really made me so happy because I could feel it made them just happy to hear their songs. And, I can see myself in this. Okay, we're running out of time. I love you so much. Let's meet me back next Tuesday, 6 to 7. I'm going to leave you with some Duke Ellington, of course. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got the swing. I loved you. I will see you next time. Beautiful, beautiful souls.